Hello and welcome to the Websurdan Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. This year's Singles Day broke e-commerce records in China. Facebook has introduced four new tools designed to help businesses advertise internationally, and advertisers on Snapchat can now add context cards to certain ad types. Chinese online shoppers spent a record-breaking $25 billion US dollars this Singles Day, a staggering 40% more than last year. According to Alibaba, China's leading e-commerce site, $1 billion US dollars was spent in just the first 2 minutes after midnight when the sale began. Singles Day is China's biggest e-commerce sales day and is celebrated on the 11th of November as a kind of anti-Valentine's Day. This year's figures mean that it's now around four times bigger than Black Friday and Cyber Monday, the biggest e-commerce days in the West. In an apparently successful bid to boost excitement for the event, Alibaba brought in a raft of celebrities to perform at a televised event in the hours leading up to Singles Day, including Pharrell Williams, Nicole Kidman, and Maria Sharapova. Facebook has introduced four new tools designed to help businesses advertise internationally. First of all, it's introduced dynamic language optimization, which allows advertisers to create ad text in different languages within the same campaign. Previously, for example, if an advertiser wanted to target English and French speakers in Canada, they would have to create two different campaigns, one in English and one in French. Now, advertisers can create one campaign in multiple languages, with the correct language being served by matching it against the Facebook user's language settings. Secondly, it's introduced multi-country lookalike audiences, which means that advertisers can now search for lookalike audiences in multiple countries and regions at once. Previously, advertisers had to repeat this process for every single country and region they had wanted to target. Thirdly, it's introduced multi-city targeting to help advertisers who do not know which exact cities they want to target, but do know what size of cities they want to target. Now, advertisers can select a country or region, choose the population size of the cities they want to target, and Facebook will automatically identify and target cities that match these criteria. This is designed to help companies who are entering a new market they are unfamiliar with. And fourthly, it's introduced a cross-border insights finder, which helps advertisers to identify which countries they should target. Advertisers can input their current country, their industry, and their campaign objective, and the tool will produce a list of countries that are most likely to see success based on past campaigns from similar businesses. Advertisers on Snapchat can now add context cards to their sponsored lens and sponsored geofilter ads. These context cards appear when a user swipes up on the ad. When clicked on, the context card takes the user to a website of the advertiser's choice. Snapchat hopes that this additional traffic-driving functionality will appeal to advertisers and encourage them to use the advertising format. Context cards can be added to sponsored lens and sponsored geofilter ads at no extra cost. They have been launched in the US only for now, although Snapchat has said that they will be rolled out to more countries next year. Amazon has taken steps to further penetrate the Canadian market. It's finally launched its Alexa-powered Echo speakers in the country, which includes Echo, Echo Dot, and Echo Plus. To encourage customers, it's reduced its prices temporarily. It's likely that it's taken an interest in Canada in response to Google launching its own smart speaker called Google Home in the country earlier this year. Amazon has also opened a smart devices shop in Canada and launched Amazon Prime Music in the country. And finally, Mozilla has launched the latest version of its web browser named Firefox Quantum. The new browser has quietly changed its default search engine in several countries, though. The US, Canada, the UK, Taiwan, and Hong Kong have all seen the default Firefox search engine change from Yahoo to Google. Mozilla said it chose to switch to Google for a variety of reasons, including doing what's best for our brand, our effort to provide quality web search, and the broader content experience for our users. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.